Right now, students are required to take 2 years of math and 2 years of science before they can graduate. Under this new law, students will have to take 3 years of each. Walker signed the bill at Solimo Technology, a Madison-based IT company that CEO Liz Eversole says relies on people well-versed in technology.
A strong math and science education is critical to a career path, and it's really critical to the success of our Wisconsin companies.
The plan would give schools some flexibility on how they meet that three-year requirement. A student who takes a computer science course would be granted one math credit. They don't get that credit right now, which Governor Walker says does not make a lot of sense.
In many ways, some of the computer science courses that are offered or could be offered in our high school environments are just as relevant, if not more so, than some of the other math and science courses they'd be taking for requirements to graduate.
The new law would also grant math or science credits to students who've taken multiple technical education courses. The plan passed the State Assembly and Senate on bipartisan voice votes. It won't take effect until the 2016-2017 school year. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.